Tom Walker, it is so lovely to have you back on the Hit List. How's it going?
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. Nice one. I'm all good, thanks. Yourself?
Yes, I'm not bad, thank you. Firstly, I wanted to say, obviously, congratulations on your latest single, Wait For You.
Thank you.
This track is quite personal to you, isn't it?
Yeah. It's about a friend of mine who, like, went through a really tough, life-changing event, and it really kind of shocked him and his family to the core, and it took them a long time to recover. But if you fast forward to now, this mate of mine's like one of the happiest, most positive, outgoing people, you know what I mean? And just taking a really tough crap situation and turned it into something positive and taking a positive thing from it, which I just thought was a really cool thing to write a song about, because I'm not very good at doing that, but yeah, I could learn a lot from his story.
Can we talk about how you tried to announce your single in a fun way on Instagram and Twitter? And no offense, but you basically failed. What happened?
I don't know. On TikTok, they make it look so damn easy, and I followed every instruction, got everything. I think it's a scam.
Yeah. So basically, in case you missed it, basically Tom Walker tried to put a transfer from a piece of paper using like baking. Was it baking parchment onto a t-shirt?
It was like cling film and baking parchment and iron and a fresh white tee, but I failed miserably.
Like every time, I was so hopeful when you lifted up the piece of paper that it was going to be on the t-shirt, and every time I was just so disappointed.
Because honestly, the guy that did it on TikTok, his t-shirt looked like it had been made in a factory, and I was thinking, this is going to be great. And I accidentally laminated a piece of paper with my artwork on it with some cling film, and that was it. It didn't go anywhere near the t-shirt.
Oh my God.
Do you know what? It didn't even vaguely stick either. It was just like, there's no chance that was ever working, so I'm convinced it's a ruckus.
Oh no. Now also, you did an online world tour, which is incredible. That's so cool. You went to 6 countries in 12 hours. How did it go?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was a lot of singing in a day, because normally when you do a gig, you do like an hour and a half, something like that. It was pretty intense, but it was loads of fun, and so many people like showed up for it and applied. Yeah, it was really cool, and just thought it was a nice thing to do, especially as like I actually can't gig, so it's nice to keep the chops up as well.
Did you find that like your voice was a bit like sort of by the end, just because obviously you were singing so much?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it was definitely getting to the end of its tether. But it was not really till the next morning where I woke up, and it was so sore. It just felt like I'd been plumbing it. Oh, I can't even say the word. Pummeling it.
What? What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say pummeling.
Oh, just, pummeling.
Yeah, one, it's a bad choice of word, and second, I can't seem to say it. So, yeah, abusing my voice, shall I say.
Yeah, that's better. I thought you were trying to say, like, plumbing it, like a plumber, and I was, like, imagining you with a pipe or something. I was like, what's going on? Did you do the live performance to France actually in the bath, like your little TikTok video suggested?
No, I didn't. Do you know what? I went for the quality of audio over. Do you know what I mean? Also, I don't really get very good signal in the bathroom. I feel like all the tiles, like I tried out a couple of different locations for the live stream of the house and just settled for like the studio, which is built to have a microphone and put camera mounts up and all that kind of thing. So it was boring, but I feel like it sounded good. So, you know.
You know, that is probably more important, isn't it?
Yeah,
than doing it in the
so.
Bath. Although that would have been fun. Maybe you can do that too, like Tom Walker live from the bubble bath. I don't know. Maybe. Also, I wanted to say congratulations on buying your first house with your fiance Annie. That's so exciting. You've reached peak adult. Do you get really excited now about like really little things like door handles and stuff?
Yeah, we've been like looking at shelves and all sorts of stuff. Normally, we've rented and we've lived with flatmates the whole time we've been in London, so the last 6 years. So you kind of turn up and there's stuff already there. But with this, it was just, we realised when we left our old flat that nothing was ours. It was all our flatmates. So we came away with like a couple of spatulas, like 3 pint glasses, and like, that was pretty much it. So yeah.
Oh my God, I love it. Have you bought anything mad that you're like, yeah, we definitely need this weird lamp or anything like that while you've been in lockdown?
I just bought loads of power tools. I convinced myself that I was like going to fix and build everything in the house. I'd become some kind of, you know, builder type, and I'd be naturally good at it. But I'm kind of all right, but like a lot of the stuff, when I do it, you can tell that somebody who kind of knows what they're doing has done it, not a professional.
Oh, no. So, have you had any disasters?
The only thing I have done, which my fiancé Annie's not too happy about, the Wi-Fi in our house was just getting me down so much. So I drilled through three different rooms with an actual cable to bring it to my computer, because I was doing all these writing sessions and the lag was just so bad. And I was just like, you know what? I'm running a cable from the router. So that's going all the way from the studio through like the corridor, through another room into the living room. So that doesn't look great, but I'll fix that at some point.
Oh no, at least that's practical. I kind of like it. My boyfriend drilled some hooks in our bedroom on the back of the door, because like, you know, for dressing gowns and stuff, they're just a nightmare. And literally they've come all the way through, so they now stick out the other side, these screws. It is the like, I was like, what have you done? You've just ruined, and we're renting as well, so I'm like, oh my god.
Oh,
anyway,
no. School, it's a schoolboy error, that is.
I know.
I did do that myself, to be fair, but I have a saw, so I cut the other ends of the screws off so you couldn't see them.
That is amazing. Oh, he doesn't have a saw, but I'll recommend that to him. He'll be like,
I'll
okay.
I'll his little metal saw off Amazon. I think it'd be like £4. You'd be sorted.
I love this. Oh my god, that's incredible. I also really enjoyed the picture you tweeted of all your hats, because obviously it is a classic Tom Walker accessory, your little hat.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to be honest, I got really excited because I thought it was going to be a competition, you know, like off of a school fair where you're like, guess how many hats are in the picture and you win them all. Like, you know, like the, you know, like the sweets in a jar thing, like the person that gets closest wins the jar.
I think I did actually count them as well. There was so many. Oh my god, when we were moving house, I was just like, you know, because you find them in every cupboard and crevice around the house. And I was just like, oh my god, I've actually got a beanie issue. Like, I need to cut down on this. I'm done for winter at all times. I mean, it's not really beanie season right now, so yeah.
Oh, Tom Walker, is so lovely to speak to you on the hit list. Thank you so much for joining me. And would you like to introduce your brand new single on KMFM?
Absolutely. Hey, this is Tom Walker, and this is my brand new single, Wait For You, on KMFM.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Tom. So lovely to chat to you.
Pleasure. And nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, lovely to speak to you too. And have a lovely evening. I'll speak to you soon, no doubt.
All right.